are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
It's the perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
City Council? School Board? Parks Board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office, the newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Point Grey campus in the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is your host, Stephanie, and you are listening to Constant Exposure, a music show where I play my favorite songs at the moment. It's been a while, but I thought I'd catch up on some music that I've been loving this summer. Up first, I have a classic by the Chemical Brothers. The song's called Let Forever Be. All right, you are listening to Constant Exposure, a music show where I play music that I've been loving all summer long. And this is your host, Stephanie. And that was the Chemical Brothers' Let Forever Be from their album Surrender, one of my favorites from them. And it was followed by Gender Confetti with their song Confetti. Gender Confetti is a queer punk rock group from Madison, Wisconsin, and they recently released their self-titled EP on Bandcamp, so check them out if you're looking for some good upbeat punk music. Up next, I'm going to play some new music from The New Rituals with their song Sweets and Baby Cage's Flowers.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, that was The New Rituals with Sweets and Baby Cages with Flowers. Up next, I'm going to take a short ad break. And after that, I will be playing new music from the likes of Young Heezy, Jacob Okagawa, Blood Orange, and some Dirty Projectors. So stay tuned for that.
How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder instead.
Well, it looks like this surf day just got a whole lot better.
This extra special summer issue of Discorder features interviews with local punk rockers Lié, queer Métis fashion designer Evan Ducharme, and the hosts of CITR's Radio Pizza Party. There will also be an exclusive Bartholomew comic strip, short fiction by Mac Gordon, and a suggested summer reading list compiled by the staff of Massey Books. And of course, there will be reviews of the Music Waste and Sled Island Music Festivals, as well as podcasts, films, and more. Thank you to our advertisers Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Cinematheque, Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, Existential Festival, Current Symposium, Audio Pile, and An Evening in Damascus.
Let's see here.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver in the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Constant Exposure, a music show where I play music that I've been loving, and this is your host, Stephanie. I hope you've been enjoying the show so far. Up next, I'm going to be playing some music from a local artist called Young Heezy with his music Cause You're My Girl, followed by California artist Jacob Okagawa with Sunshine Girl.
It's not the first time that we met, but the last time that we kissed. That's got you rushing through my head, and the feeling now is 'cause you're.
You and you love me, so it's
It's not the last time that we kissed, but the first time that we met. I saw your image through the crack in the door. Immediately I blotted out a plan to be yours. She's a girl, 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 girl. Ran away from me. And your mood brings me up and relieves my stress.
That was, once again, Young Heezy with 'Cause You're My Girl from his album Whenever You're Around, I Feel Less Lonely, and followed by Jacob Okagawa with Sunshine Girl. It's actually a demo he released earlier this summer. Up next, I'm going to play some new Blood Orange. It's called Charcoal Baby, one of my favorites from this summer. And after that, I'm going to play Nighttime in Crema by Gentle Mind.
All of the reasons that you're not alone. Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars.
Hey folks, the Pride Collective at UBC is an AMS resource group for LGBTQ+ folks. All our events and resources are free, so you should check us out on Facebook or come to Nest 2103 and say hi. We have so many fun events every week.
In the words of Henry David Thoreau, it's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. Multicultural Ministries is a national, cross-Canada, non-profit organization that runs temple tours and gives unique perspectives into different religions from around the world, including Buddhism, Sikhism, and Islam. To find out more about them, the tours they offer, or to book one, please visit templetour.weebly.com.
You're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at
On the Fringe Hair Design, Rufus Guitar Shop, Stormcrow Ale House, The Bike Kitchen, UBC Bookstore, Australia Boot Company, and so many more.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR's student executive and fashion expert, Jonathan Q, what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Point Grey Campus in the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Constant Exposure, a music show where I play music that I've been loving, and this is your host, Stephanie. Prior to that ad break was Gentle Mind with Nighttime and Crema from their album After Earth, which was released earlier this year in May. Check them out. They are a local Vancouver band with a really soulful sound. Really great lead singer. Up next, I'll be playing music from the internet from their latest project, Mindhive, and with their song Next Time/Mumble Pie. And after that, it'll be Dirty Projectors and some Break the Beat.
You're nothing but a moment of face, and you're only 5 minutes away. Should've met you when I had the chance, 'cause I'll probably never see you again. Racing, this back and forth, there's energy. hesitation. And what do I do if she walks away? Next time I just stop by saying hi. Ask her what her name is. If she has the time, time to start the conversation. No, we don't have to talk for too long. I just wanna know that before she could leave, I walked over and said hello. I said hello. Say, baby, don't hate me. Scratch that, you're probably gon' hate me. I'll probably drive myself crazy. My mind, the cloud is so hazy. But, shawty, would you be mine? Or can I be the one you do it in the meantime? I mean it. Tell me what you think. Say if you were me, would you come and speak? Or tell me what you start by saying hi, hi. Ask her what her name is. She has the time to start a conversation. No, we don't have to talk for too long. I just wanna know that before she could leave, I walked over and said hello. Said hello.
Yeah. first time ever I saw your face, laid my eyes on you, was the Bowery ballroom stage. You were shredding Marshall too, and I knew that I had to get to know you. Why don't you pack your clothes, move to Brooklyn on your own, and join the band, come on the road. We talked for like 2 minutes, but I had a feeling something awkward but new between us, something strong and appealing. And we both had girl and boyfriends blowing us up SMS, but we both knew a mood like this so strong would be wrong to suppress. Felt like it bore the impress of destiny. Out in a minivan in New England, our eyes met, we said yes, and we
in love, we said yes.
Just fade away. First time ever I kissed your mouth, we both felt time stop. My heart it leapt up wild, jumped from a mountain top. Then I knew maybe I could be with you, do the things that lovers do, slightly domesticate the truth, and write you stillness is the move. The ceilings that we ignored, the slept on floors never ended, our feeling obscure but pure, and all of a sudden, this is how we saw the world side by side from the road and the stage. So our lives were twined and curled and mixed up like the code we obeyed. And that was basically my dream, and I dreamed it with you till we betrayed it. Yeah. And love will burn out, and love will just fade.
That was Up in Hudson by Dirty Projectors. Up next is the last song of today's show, Small Town Boy by Break the Beat. Thank you for listening. This has been Constant Exposure with your host, Stephanie.